Yeah, very good day for Donegal. Donal, I think, as I said at the end, over 400 million here approved today for spending in Donegal next year, in the year 2024. A lot of money that will reach into every parish in the county here, from all the work we do on our revenue money from maintenance of roads, housing, all our planning work, town and villages, and then all the capital work that we're looking at and the bigger projects from the URDF and Letterkenny, Cairn Donagh, Ballybuffet, Kelly Beggs, all those, lots of money to be spent. It brings us the responsibility now to manage that work. And as I said at the end also, it's a privilege to be in this position to do this and to work for the best we can for all of our citizens in conjunction with council here.
However, there is a sting in the tail today, and that sting is your warning that after 6 years of frozen commercial rates, the issue of a potential rise for 2025 will have to be discussed in the coming months.
Correct, Ian. I don't know if I'd call it a sting in the tail. It's the reality now. We've had a long number of years with no increase, and it's about the spending power of the euro, I suppose, and our costs are rising too. But we want to do that in a managed way, and we'll be facing a new council for the next 5 years, and we'll have a talk about that and what we plan for the following 5 years, and how we need to provide money for, I suppose, extra spending for the good of the county.
And in terms of that new council coming in, because we will, of course, obviously have local elections now in June, so you'll be sitting down with a new Cathaoirleach, look, potentially some new council members as well. Is that going to create a difficulty for their initial few months, or is that something that can be relatively eased through, do you believe?
Worry about who's coming in or who's not. We'll start working probably in the springtime and that, and carry on through the year and have a sensible discussion about it, what it means. Naturally, there's elections, and there may be some people not returning and some will, but you'd expect the majority of councillors will be back, and we'll carry on, and we'll wish new members well.